Because it's a new day, linguistically speaking. Language doesn't stop still. The only languages that don't change are dead ones. And all the languages that we encounter every day are different tomorrow. Whatever English was today, it's going to be different tomorrow because something will have happened. Some new word will have come in, some new phrase will catch the imagination of the public, some new accent will emerge in some circumstance, you'll hear something on the radio that you've never heard before, and so on and so forth. It's the notion of language change, like going down to the seaside and you see the waves rolling in and you think, tomorrow it'll be the same. But you go down and the beach is different tomorrow, and suddenly you see another piece of driftwood that's come in, or a different type of stone. And you think, even if you go down to the beach every day, you'll find something new every day. And it's a bit like that with language, I find. And so when I wake up in the morning, don't think of language all day long, but when I do, it's a wonder about what's going to happen next.